And then in 1960, I was transferred to the Berkeley Pit as a shift foreman. And you probably know that the pit started in 1955. And the setup there was they worked three shifts, and each shift had a shift foreman and several shift bosses, pit bosses there. And I was a shift foreman at the Berkeley Pit then for quite some time. And eventually I became the general foreman at the Berkeley Pit, where I worked until I got fired in 1968. And I don't know, this was at the time where, I don't know, there was a lot of different things going on with the Anaconda Company, different ownership deals and a lot of things. And I don't know really why it was that I got fired or anything, but I was the general foreman, and John Colloy was superintendent at the pit at that time. M. Murphy had been the general foreman. Anyhow, I've forgotten some names, but there were, you know, at that time, there was I don't know, I look at it this way, you know, the company owned the big mines down in Chile, Chuquicamata, and another, a big underground mine in Chile. And then when Chile nationalized their mines, a lot of the top employees of Anaconda that were worked in Chile all of a sudden showed up in Butte. And a lot of these guys that came up here at that time then were pushed into jobs that were being held by local Butte people. And a lot of local Butte people were pushed aside. And it was a kind of a tough period, I might say.